I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Been covering some heavy stuff in the last few segments on this show. We are going to lighten it up at the top of the hour. I've been focused on Judge Wilkinson's decision yesterday that basically told the Trump administration to go kick rocks and that they need to actually prove that they are complying with the Supreme Court's directive that they facilitate the return to the United States of Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And I've moved on to what I basically literally got a scissors out and cut up the 7-page decision. By the way, you can read it yourself, that 7-page decision. The link to that document will be in our show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows. I took a scissors to it and I was like, what's actually going on here? And what I shared with you is the first two chunks, which were Judge Wilkinson addressing the political debate, Donald Trump attacking the courts and attacking particular judges. The next one addressed and dismantled as stupid the government's argument that the word facilitate means that they can just do nothing and that counts, that's good. Nope, that doesn't. But the real action in the decision is what I'm about to share with you. He says it better than I could, so with no further ado. Judge Harvey Wilkinson, writing this yesterday, a Republican, a conservative, a veteran, an appointee of Ronald Reagan, said this. The government asserts that Mr. Garcia is a terrorist and a member of MS-13. Perhaps, but perhaps not. Regardless, he is entitled to due process. If the government is confident in its position, it should be assured that position will, of course, prevail in proceedings to deport Mr. Garcia. They can prove those things. They can show by a preponderance of the evidence that these things are true and deport him legally. But the government has conceded that Mr. Garcia was wrongly deported. Why then should it not make what was wrong right? It is difficult in some cases to get to the very heart of the matter. But in this case, it is not hard at all. The government is asserting a right to stash away residents of this country in foreign prisons without the semblance of due process that is the foundation of our constitutional order. Again, something I have been saying to you repeatedly throughout the last 2 to 3 weeks. Further, the government claims in essence that because it has rid itself of custody, that there is nothing that can be done. This should be shocking not only to judges, but to the intuitive sense of liberty that Americans far removed from courthouses still hold dear. That is his call to you and I and to you, CJ, who I just saw on my caller list. That is Judge Wilkinson, a fellow Republican, a fellow conservative, saying to you, all of the conservatives listening right now, that what the Trump administration is doing is offensive to our constitutional order, to our most basic, most closely held American values. Allowing the government to do nothing and wash its hands of Mr. Garcia would facilitate foreign detention more than it would facilitate domestic return. It would reduce the rule of law to lawlessness and tarnish the very values for which Americans of diverse views and persuasions have always stood. The executive, the president, possesses enormous powers to prosecute and to deport, but with powers come restraints. If today the executive claims the right to deport without due process in disregard of court orders, What assurance will there be tomorrow that it will not deport American citizens and then disclaim responsibility to bring them home? And the judge cites to Fox News and ABC News coverage of the president saying that he hopes to deport American citizens, the homegrowns, next. And what assurance shall there be that the executive will not train its broad discretionary powers upon its political enemies? The threat, if not even the actuality, would always be present, and the executive's obligation to take care that the laws be faithfully executed would lose its meaning. Now, the branches come too close to grinding irrevocably against one another in a conflict that promises to diminish both. This is a losing proposition all around. The judiciary will lose much from the constant intimations of its illegitimacy, to which, by dint of custom and detachment, we can only sparingly reply. The executive will lose much from a public perception of its lawlessness and all of its attendant contagions. It is all too possible to see in this case an incipient crisis, but it may present opportunity as well. We yet cling to the hope that it is not naive to believe our good brethren in the executive branch perceive the rule of law as vital to the American ethos. This case presents their unique chance, Donald Trump's unique chance, to vindicate that value and to summon the best that is within us while there is still time. What is the best within you? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back after the top of the hour.